You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
You're listening to Sage Advice, and we have been discussing PTSD in our previous episodes. We've discussed what the symptoms are, and we've discussed how to pick them up. We've also discussed the various kinds of PTSD. And if you want to listen to that, you got to get on to our previous episodes on PTSD with Sharna's doctor. She's back here with us today, but now we're going to talk about how to help someone with PTSD. So she's going to give us some invaluable tips on how to go about supporting someone, helping someone who's got PTSD.
Hi, Inderjeet. And as you rightly mentioned, it is important that we have few useful tips to help your person suffering from PTSD. One of the main things that is needed is to provide social support to that person. It is very common for the person with this disorder to withdraw from the family and friends. So while it's important that we respect the personal space and boundaries, the person needs comfort and support to overcome these feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, grief. Face-to-face support from others is the most important factor in PTSD recovery. Having said that, we need to provide social support, yes.
Right.
But please don't pressure the person to talk. It may be traumatic for that person to, you know, keep talking about that experience.
You suggest that we should not be taking the person back repeatedly to those, to relive those moments and talk about them, right?
You do not push the person to talk if the person does not want to talk. Being there with them is enough support for them.
Right.
Sometimes just talking about it over and over again may make the person feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to let that person know that, you know, you are there for them, to listen to them if they want to talk, or just being with them without having to say anything.
Okay.
So that brings us to the point of being a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
You be a good listener without having any expectations or judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Person suffering from PTSD wants to talk and share, you are there to listen without, you know, commenting or judging them or giving ready-made solutions or advice. One of the worst things to tell a person suffering from PTSD is, it is okay, you know, forget about it and move on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this kind of advice, I think, could be avoided.
Right. So you just be a sympathetic listener, first of all, and let the person voluntarily share what they want to. Don't force them to share, and don't force your opinion or judgment or sort of encouragement on them. Let them gradually, through proper help, like you said earlier, come out of it. Because you feel that it's a long-drawn process, especially if it's...
Yes. Very true. Another way to help the person is to do normal things with the person. And by that I mean is that you encourage the person to exercise, meet friends, pursue hobbies, create routines, you know, get back into the normal groove of life. Rather than telling them what to do, how to do, when to do, take cues from that person as to how you can best help them feel calm and safe. It is very important for a person suffering from PTSD to be able to feel a sense of security, a sense of calmness.
Right.
And most importantly, be patient. Recovery could be slow, it could be time consuming, it may involve setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just when you think this person is recovering, there may be a setback. You may feel that, you know, this person is taking two steps forward, four steps backwards.
Right.
Which is okay. You'll need a lot of patience to help a person with PTSD.
So
it's important that you stay positive and provide support. Sometimes the person wants to talk about the traumatic experience over and over again.
Right.
This is also a part of healing process.
Okay.
Listen without asking them to, you know, just get over with it and move on. People around the person suffering from PTSD can help the person recover. But having said that, let me also emphasize that at any point in time, the person does not show any signs or symptoms of recovery, and the symptoms keep on adding up or they keep lingering.
Mm-hmm.
it is advisable to seek professional help.
And usually how much time should one watch? As in when you're trying to let this natural course take its time, like you said patience also, and then you said if it's not helping. So is there a timeline? Right. Anyone?
When you feel that the symptoms are getting aggravated and nothing seems to be helping the person,
right,
the daily life, the routine of this person is getting severely affected,
mm-hmm,
is the time to seek professional help.
Right.
Counseling, group therapies, maybe psychiatric treatment, medication is the need of the hour.
Thank you so much.
Is a must.
I think that's wonderfully elaborated upon, and you've made it very clear. So if you feel that there's somebody in and around you who is showing these symptoms of PTSD and they have a history of going through a traumatic experience, or they're not able to get over the grief of losing a dear one, and all those possible symptoms are there, which Shanaz has just elaborated, I think you got to take action and reach out and help the person. Just like Sage Advice is trying to do, reach out to you. So we're always listening, and we will continue to, and we will be bringing many more episodes like these to talk about various mental health issues. So I'd like you to keep tuning in to us. And before we leave, I'd like to thank Shanaz, doctor, for being with us today and sharing her views. Thank you so much, Shanaz.
It was a wonderful experience sharing this very, very important topic, especially in today's day and age with the pandemic raging on and a lot of people suffering from various stages of stress. This is a very important message that needs to get across to everybody.
And I hope it does get out. Thank you so much. And I hope it gets across to many people. And we will be back with more episodes. So keep listening to Sage Advice Podcast. Thank you.
You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.